Don Waddell, Carolina Hurricanes president and general manager. He joins us now on Hockey Central. First of all, Don, congratulations. I know it's tough 24 hours after to say who won, who lost, because we haven't really started playing games since. But I think all indications from all corners in hockey are saying the Carolina Hurricanes really did a nice job in improving their chances in the playoffs and, dare we say, the Stanley Cup. So, well done. How did you feel about it?
Well, thank you for having me on the show. You always feel good about it, but you feel nervous too, because when you bring in new players this time of the year, there's always an adjustment period, and hopefully they get up to speed quickly. But what you said in your opening is what I would agree to. You know, it's you feel good on the day you do it. Now let's go play the games and find out how we're all going to gel together and help us have success here.
Don, were you able to do everything you set out to? I know general managers always have ambitious lists heading into trade deadline. Did you get done everything you wanted to get done yesterday?
Yeah, we talked about even before the, you know, we lost Dougie Hamilton a couple weeks ago, and you're not going to fill those voids, but we were looking for a defenseman at that point. So then we lost Brett Pesce for a period of time here. And so going into the deadline, we felt it was important to try to help our hockey club to add a couple pieces on defense. And we've been looking for a couple years now for a right-hand shot centerman. And when Vincent Trocheck's name became available, we pursued it hard and were able to make that deal also.
So that's an interesting question. Would you be more apt around the trade deadline to target specific guys, then go out and talk about them with their teams, or kind of hear who's available and then consider the guys that you hear are available to you?
Well, we all know the rental players that were going to be on the market. You're not sure of the guys who are under contract moving forward, you know, what guys are likely to get moved and which not. So I think the key there is just staying in touch with your other managers and just make sure you ask all the questions and try to find out if somebody is going to move a player with term, because that was our goal, is to try to help us today, but also look at the future, and to give up too many assets for just one day when, you know, we're battling for a playoff spot. And, you know, it's sometimes it's a harder move to make, but when you have players with term that you like, that makes it a lot easier to pull that trigger.
On the status of James Reimer and Peter Mrazek?
Yeah, Reimer is probably a couple weeks away. He's starting to do a little bit of work. He's swallowing one out in his knee. And so we think he's probably a couple weeks. And Mrazek's feeling better and better every day. He doesn't have any headaches. He's just got he had bad whiplash in his neck, though. So I think, you know, we got three games this week. And then after Saturday, we don't play until the following Thursday. So I would expect Peter to probably miss this week and then be back for the start of next week.
Being joined by Carolina Hurricanes general manager and team president, Don Waddell. Off the top of the show, we were talking a little bit about Vincent Trocheck, which I was stunned, A, that Florida moved him, but B, that the Carolina Hurricanes picked him up. And when I saw the move, my first instinct, and this is no disrespect to you, I thought Eric Tulsky. This feels like an Eric Tulsky move. You know, the headline numbers aren't there, but the underlying numbers are fantastic for this type of player. And I know you use your entire staff, and of course you consult with everybody. How much do we look at, you know, this move specifically and say, yes, this is Don Waddell making this move. He is the architect of this deal, but maybe we can see some Tulsky fingerprints all over it.
Well, as you said, a lot of people play a part in it, but, you know, we looked at players more than a year ago from an analytics standpoint. Vincent's certainly stuck right at the top there, especially if you break down right-hand shot center. So he's always been a guy that we've had interest in. I talked to Dale even a year ago at that time. You know, they weren't in a position to move him. So when his name did become available, you know, the analytics certainly supported the eye test, which we all see, and felt that getting this player was going to make our hockey club better. And, you know, it's been a little bit of a tough year for Vincent. And I think this change is something that talking to him that he's excited about. And I think we're going to see some good hockey from him.
Just looking at the addition of Brady Shea, and that's an interesting ad for you guys. Obviously, didn't come necessarily cheap, but it's something that you guys really, really needed and seems like a really good fit. What did you see with him and his game and the way that he fits with you guys? Is it related to injuries on the back end or just something you saw as a nice fit for you?
No, a good fit for us. We, like I said, even before all the injuries, we've talked about adding a defenseman that we could play minutes, play a hard game, but also contribute offensively. You know, the way we play, the way Roddy coaches, you know, our defense are very much involved in the offense. And you need to, a couple of things, you need to skate well to play the puck pressure that we do. And you have to also be able to think the game. And we think Brady does all those things for us. And you know, again, you know, the price, people look at the price and you know, you give up a first round pick. We're fortunate to have two first round picks, but we're also going to have a player that's going to be with us for the upcoming seasons because of the term on his contract.
Right.
So that when you weigh all those options, you know, all those considerations into making this kind of deal, we felt it was a move that we could afford to make.
Sebastian Aho is leading your team in goals and fifth in the league with 35. Do you feel he's underrated and doesn't get enough respect throughout the league for his goal-scoring abilities?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I think that goes in our market. You know, it's we're in Carolina, and no disrespect to our media market here, but it's not, you know, one of the bigger media markets in the country. And what Sebastian has accomplished, especially if you look at his start of the season, I think he had way too much pressure on him, you know, after the summer he had. And he had a very, very slow start. And then once he got it going, he's proven again that he's going to be one of the top players in this league for a lot of years to come. So, yeah, probably doesn't get the recognition, like I would say a few other guys on our team, but certainly for us is a critical piece to our success here on the ice.
One of the things, and we're with Don Waddell, GM of the Carolina Hurricanes, one of the things we kept hearing about Carolina, even advance of the trade deadline, as all the speculation started going about who needed what and who was going where, every time the name Carolina, your team's name came up, the common refrain was they only got want guys with term. And you've already mentioned that in this interview. Is that a decision made by the general manager? Is that made collectively? Is the owner Tom Dundon involved in that strategy heading into trade deadline? I'm just curious about how that all comes together and how big that web of conversation is when you all agree that we're only really taking players with term outside of, obviously, Sammy Vatanen.
Right. Well, if you look at the past rental market, you know, only one team wins at the end, two teams plays in the finals, and four teams in the conference finals. So the amount of moves that make doesn't guarantee you any kind of success. It may help you some, but it doesn't guarantee anything. So that's always the danger. Tom Dundon came in with the outside thinking of how he's done his businesses, and we certainly have added a lot of that to our thinking. And you know, to get caught up, right, it works for a lot of franchises, and it's helped franchises win cups, don't get me wrong, but where we are with our, you know, our best players are our young players, that we need to continue to surround them not only with the moves we made yesterday with term, but also young assets. And so that's why it's important to keep your assets and be able every year stockpile and continue to bring young players into the program. And again, we were fortunate because Tom stepped up in the summertime when I was presented the deal to pick up Marleau, to pick up Toronto's first round pick. You know, there's not a lot of people that would want to spend $6 million of cash and cap space to get a player that you know is not going to play for you. But I give Tom a lot of credit because he's got a lot of passion for it, and he's put a lot of money into this program, and now we're going to get some results from it.
When he agreed to do that, was there some mandate to turn that pick immediately into a player that's on this team to hopefully, you know, push this team deeper in the playoffs and get more home games?
Well, we knew we were going to have those assets, whether we used them this trade deadline or we were going to use them at the draft maybe to strengthen our team for next year. We had a very open mind about it. And again, we didn't come into yesterday with no plan. We came in with a plan that if we identified some players that if we could get them and have to give up our first-round pick for it, that was a good risk that we were willing to take. So it wasn't anything that just came out of the blue and said, okay, we're going to trade our first round pick. We certainly had many discussions about it prior and a lot of input to say, hey, these are the type of players we would give up our first pick for.
Sure. How much does what teams did around you guys, or just in general, how much does what teams do around you guys affect what you decide to do? Are you looking at Washington, Pittsburgh, or are you just saying, let's just make our team as good as possible?
No, I'd never have worried about what other teams are doing because, you know, everybody's got their own agenda as far as what they need to add and, you know, what positions they feel they need to strengthen. So I'm never really worried about that. To be honest, I've always worried about how we can make our team better. If we make our team better, that's the bottom line. And so, yeah, no, all the focus is certainly on just worried about what we're doing.
Okay, Don, I want to end on this one, and you're about to hear my two co-hosts here groan because I go on about this guy all the time. But what was the bigger story for the general manager on Saturday? Was it the performance of David Ayers? Was it your team's performance shutting down and locking out the Toronto Maple Leafs? Or was it Warren Fogle, who was a beast all three periods in front of his hometown and put in two goals?
Well, you give me some pretty good options there, but... The hockey's not won without a team having success together. And so the performance our team put on in the third period, to me, is one of the best performances I've ever seen from one of my teams. And then certainly, you know, they went into the third period saying they need to lock this thing down. And I can't think of another team I've ever been with that had a period of hockey like that against a very explosive offensive team.
It was impressive. Listen, congratulations. Very successful, not just, you know, weekend, but great trade deadline day for the Carolina Hurricanes. Best of luck with the new boys, as they say. We'll catch up down the road.
Great. Thank you for your time, guys.